Activating meridians. Alignment. Instability in field. Negative. Charge aligning matrix field. Positive. Coordinates reached, Commander.
Activate the Shade field.
Activations of multidimensional engines.
Launch communications probe.
Power levels to maximum.
Activate all dimensional levels of communication.
Communication established.
The voice you hear is known as Bob. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached our destination. This is the last slave planet in the galaxy. Under all agreements, under all rights, under galactic law, we now proclaim this planet free. The dissension of the true human consciousness has begun.
Energizing Shambhala Diamonds.
The men, women, and children of this planet are now set free.
Windfields activated.
You have already reached.
Activate Shambhala Diamond.
Critical mass.
Integration onto microcosm, expanding linear space.
Prepare for landing.
Free space activation.
Well, good evening, Bob,
me,
or Paul, commonly known as Bob. See, we get confused with that, don't we? Dark City show, the Dark City show, hour of it. There we go. Throw it open to you. The phone lines, as always, is, what's the number? 0044 161 298 0298. That's from outside the UK. And if you're inside the UK, it's 0161 298 0298. You can also Skype at Bob's Backyard, we'll pull you in straight away. Now look, something we want to point out: if you see a little green arrow instead of a tick, okay, just call it, don't text it, call it. Because the calls are diverted to the host who's currently running it. A couple of you try to get through to Vosto by asking in text, and of course, there's not always somebody at that terminal. So it's not an error, it's just an oversight on our part, really. I have been telling people to text me to get on. So, an error or an oversight on my part. So, yeah, if you see that little green arrow inside the sky, just ring and call. Don't bother texting to ask us. We'll work it out. If you are out there and you've never done it before and you want to try it on Skype or on the phone, just ring in. If you're ringing on a telephone, we'll see your number. And we normally try and pick up the phone straight away because, you'll hear somebody talking. If you can mute your phone or turn off your radio player, be in a quiet area for us when you do that, if you're on a telephone, because we'll be able to hear you. And we have no capabilities to mute you at this side. All we can do is drop you from the call, so we don't want to do that. If you are using Skype, then as soon as we bring you in, mute your microphone. It stops any feedback and it stops you going, oh yeah, oh I had one of them. Oh, don't they? Because we all do it, you know, that's a good thing about it. So, and then whoever the host is, they'll pull you in and by the name that you've got in Skype or by the last couple of digits of your phone number. So there you go. What have we got to tell you? What have we got to tell you? We've got all sorts. We've got all sorts happening. I don't even think the website's got all with it all today, but I'm just being on the safe side. I'm going to do a control F5 and that'll update you all. Oh, that robo-whippy is quicker than you can jump. He's quicker than a Jew on his wedding night. Right, so who have we got? What's new? I'll tell you what's new so I don't have to go through it all. Why have we got? Oh, right, well, it says the Zach show with Zach at 6 p.m. That I don't know what that's doing there. That shouldn't be there. That's not right, that. Where? Yes, that shouldn't be there. We've got Zach and Cole, and that's from Zach and What Army. He's joined us. Did somebody? Oh, God, I'll bring him back. I just missed him, Boris. I just missed him. Excuse me. I wasn't watching that screen. Where am I at? Yeah, so Zach and What Army, he did he's in this time, I think, isn't he? He certainly is. He did, after Miles' show last night. It was quite a quick thing. He dropped on it and he did a couple of hours with Hosto. And he's got in touch with this morning and he's going to do a Sunday slot and a Monday slot. Now, I know, before everybody goes, but Monday we're free. Well, it is free. Because that's at 11 p.m. He's starting at 11 p.m. and that's Sunday and Monday. Brand new show. If you haven't actually seen Zach or anything, don't go and have a look at Zach and What Army on YouTube and Facebook. It's pretty leading edge stuff. Or at least in my opinion it is anyway. I like the lad. But I'm fickle. You know me, I'm fickle. Anyway, that's there. Now, we've got coming as well. Well, we've had one with your black. Joe, if you're listening, I have found your audio. It is on the Linux server. I just can't get it off. I did try this morning, and it goes, you can't copy that there. So I'll get it for you, mate. It's not lost. It's definitely there. And we'll get that for you. Joe did his first show with us. And you did all right. You did all right. Some people said, oh, he's a bit nervous. But yeah, well, he was. That's right. He was a bit nervous. It was the first show. This guy's never done anything. That was his first out into media. And I've got to applaud him for that. I really have. And then we got Terry and Sarah show. We are starting on the 26th as well. That's like the week after, you know, but you know what I mean. It's quite new, Tuesday. And then we've got Dawn's special with Dan Bedonte from InfoWars. We're going to endeavour to get a secondary server up there so we don't have the problems like we had. And that could be a bigger hitter than Charlie's. It really could than Charlie Reach. So we've got to kind of look out for that. So get your seats early. It's an early seat one. Get in early. As some of you may have experienced on the Charlie Reach, so Caster didn't kind of expect that many numbers onto such a little beta casting service, so we will endeavour to get a second one. It is coming. I don't like adverts. I don't like us basically working for a company who's selling the advertising space to dubious people, let's say. Let's say dubious. I don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole. I've scratched a little bit at the surface just recently. I got a link or something. It's a bit of a message from somebody. I can't remember what it was. Somebody we had on the show, really good tuned in guy and stuff, nice bloke. And then there was a link, and I clicked this link. And I thought it was to a show he was doing on Blog Talk Radio, on CMR, Critical Mass Radio it was, Blog Talk. But it's nothing to do with CMR. It was except that I've just given them a plug. It wasn't anything to do with them. It was on Blog Talk Radio. And when I clicked this link to go and have a look, I get adverts for war, basically. That's what's this? War and judgment and it's just Windows, Microsoft Windows, Google Chrome. I'm like, what is happening here? And I pointed out to the guy, because he's pretty tuned in. I just pointed out to him, look, you do realise that Blog Talk Radio are actually advertising the stuff which you're actually talking about against. You know, you're saying that shouldn't be happening. But you're assisting in the advertisement of that stuff. And I don't like that, mate. I think it's a bit of a, you know, a double-edged sword, really. It really is. We're endeavouring to not to support these murdering tyrants, yet in the next hand, they're paying for our stream at Dark City through advertising revenue. So, yeah, we've got to kind of make a choice on that, I think. We really have. And then I see, you know, do you want a Puerto Rican wife appear? You know, AdSense, of all of them. You know, AdSense, this is the worst twisted bunch of, you know, it's a con. AdSense is a pyramid scheme, it's a con. You know, and if any of these so-called truthers have got an AdSense account on Google, you know, on your YouTube, because it's Google, that's what it is. So you've got an AdSense on your YouTube. Close it. I mean, what you make it. I think Charlie Veaches is a cracker, isn't it? And he makes about $4 a month. You know, just close it down. Shut it down. Tell them where the sun doesn't shine. Or alternatively, stop bloody using YouTube. I like it, mate. I love YouTube. I was there in the early days before it got bought out, you know. I've got an original YouTube account under Bob McMahon. Never really use it, but I've had it. No AdSense on it. I haven't contracted to them. So I suppose it's still order sharing in YouTube. Well, we'll never see it. I know we won't. So, Revolution Radio makes $6 a month. There you go. Off their AdSense account. $6, is it worth it? $6 a month. Don't stick it on the backside. And make it, put a video about it, put it on YouTube and tell them, you know? Anyway, we don't have to go down there because we're not doing it. But again, like I say, I am very aware of that conflict. You know, we can't say we're not supporting them when we've got adverts on our website. When you go to Caster and there's adverts there. Yeah, that's support, and especially when they're absent. So, excuse me, if I wanted to support the sexualization of children, the dramatization of war, you know, that war's all right and it's cool and it's a good thing and let's all have it, you know, let's get everybody ready because war's cool. If I wanted to promote that kind of stuff, then we could just go on Blog Talk Radio or we could go to any of the other radio stations. But we really don't. I really don't want to do that. Just seems to be pointless to me. Right, anyway, I've had a bit of a ramble about that, haven't I? I hope that kind of explains it to you. I know it's a bit complicated to many people, what we're actually doing.
I think it's just us about Facepool, because generally it's the advertisers telling radio stations what they can and can't say, and we're turning around the other way. We're saying, oh no, we're deciding that we're not going to have advertisers because we don't support what they're doing. So yeah, normally in radio it works the other way around, doesn't it?
Well, normally what actually happens is the people who we are on Caster, okay? Now Caster's a beta and it's free with up to 300 people. But is it free? The way they work it, our average monthers are about 200,000 people. That's their numbers. You know, it's about 150 averaging, something 100, something. Call it 100,000, because we do that easy. So they say it's 100,000. Now that's, I remember, to get that, it's how many viewers you've got times 48 times 30. A viewer is half an hour. So, you know, if you listen to a 2-hour show on Dark City, you've become four people. It's crazy, isn't it? I've heard Freeman trying to argue the fact that, no, hang on a minute, that's a person and I'm real, that's a fictitious character, and then you get on the merchandising side of it and you turn into four people every 2 hours. But that's how they sell the advertising. That's the merchandising demon. That's how they do it. So what actually happens is the figures that are given, not Caster because it isn't done that way, but Blog Talk, definitely, they give the numbers of the average monthly viewers. So you got average monthly viewers to your site. And then they sell that. You know, look at all these people who are coming on Blog Talk. Look at them all. We've got 27,000 people on Blog Talk right now. Blah, yeah, yeah. But that's spread over fucking 700 channels, you know. Or whatever, Mary. I don't know the figures. But they haven't. They're actually showing you the average monthly figure for that period of time. They're not actually showing you what's really there and who's really on. I mean, you start asking them for the figures, and you can get them. All these, they're all, well, I don't get it. They lie. That's all it is, they lie. And I get why. Nobody wants to turn around and say we've got 8 people on the stream. Nobody wants to do that, but why not? Well, what's the problem? Why can't we just be honest about it? So, yeah, as it stands, you see, Pride, you know, we are allowing the advertisers to dictate to us. Now, not direct dictation, as you say, man. I mean, you're quite right. On most stations, that's how it works, you see, because they think they're getting all these numbers. They pay good money to go on there, and they don't expect somebody to come on and say, Colgate toothpaste is a piece of shit. You know, they don't want to do that, especially if they're Colgate toothpaste, for instance. Well, that's not liable. I'm using it as an example. Right? So, at the moment, as it is, we've got advertisements and we don't get any say. Any at all. Now, I know there's none coming on, you listen to your podcast and we don't have any, and a lot of people are really thankful that your half an hour doesn't turn into 17 minutes. You don't want that to occur, you know. And neither do I. However, what does actually happen is AdSense put their adverts up on the player. There's nothing we can do about that. Okay, they're not audio adverts at the moment, but hey, a lot of them have started doing it. It will happen. Like I say, Blog Talk, a lot of the people on Blog Talk don't have adverts. No, we don't have adverts, and I wish to be able to Blog Talk does. And when we go to your links to look at your stuff, we get splattered with adverts. Go and try it. Don't take my word for it. And look at what they're advertising. So I'll use Blog Talk for an example. I'm going to keep with them because just scratch the surface. Just go and have a look at some of the channels that are on there. United States of American Military. You'll find the rest. I don't have to. You'll find the rest. So, in that sense, you've got people paying for premier channels, you see. Well, if can you imagine putting commonly known as Dom on? Imagine putting commonly known as Dom on against the United States. You've already got the picture. Excuse me. I don't have to fill it in for you. I don't have to fill it in. You've got it. Nor do we want to be associating or lining ourselves up with murderers, killers, or paedophiles. We're not interested. That's why we're not interested in the mainstream media, because they'll pay them anything. They'll do anything. They sell their souls to get that. We're not into that. Or at least I hope you all agree with me by I'm saying we are not into that, because this is not my decision. It's one I've been asking for a while. Keep asking people. I think, well, what do you want? Do you really want a free radio station? Yes, we do. Right then. Well, the advertisers are paying for it. Well, we don't want advertisement. Well, we have to pay for it then. You can't do both. You know, I don't mind paying for it. I never have mind paying for it. No, I haven't. But, you know, it's not free. That's not free. That's me paying for it. That's not free radio. And I've had that pointed out to me by some of the crew, you know. So there it is. We will work it out. We definitely will work it out. It's just how to do it, how to go about it. Because wherever we go, we're going to be buying a stream from one of them or renting it. That's how it stands at the moment. Unless somebody's got oodles of thousands of pounds and they want to purchase us one. And to be honest, I don't know if we want to go there. We don't want to turn this into a great big corporate thing where... No, I suppose it'd be nice if we could give all those so-called free radios where they're not working for one of these corporate bodies. you know, that are actually manipulating 80% of what we get. Just while I'm rambling about this, there's something else I really feel like you should all know about fair use policies. I mean, one of our crew here, Robo, had to update his internet because he was getting it under a fair use policy when we started doing this. So he's updated his to one which has got a fair use policy, but it's never been enforced. It's only a matter of time, isn't it? They've just been bought out by Virgin Media, and we all know what's going to happen there. That'll change straight away. 12 months down the line, that fair use policy will come in. Because if you are on Virgin or a cable system, you'll have noticed that it's choked up. It gets choked up. You know, they actually do it on purpose. It's to slow the data up, spread it out a bit, peak times and stuff. Right, so fair use policy. Let's have a look at this fair use policy. A lot of people out there might be saying getting 20 gig or 50 gig a month, right? And they never use it. They don't use it all. Some people out there, they might use a tiny bit of internet. You go on, they get a bit of email, might watch a couple of YouTube videos once a week. That's it. They're downloading, aren't they? You know, they're going out on the internet, they're watching stuff, they're using it for entertainment. It's a tiny amount. So why don't they give all that that's not used to the people that are uploading? You know, you lot who upload, you should get... You know, if it was fair, a fair use policy, then they'd give the people who use it a lot more, wouldn't they? And that'd be fair. Not every time somebody uploads more to the internet or uses the service, you get charged more for it. What? You're paying for a service. How can you get charged more for using the service you're paying for? Now, that might kind of bend your head a little bit. But that's exactly what's happening with AbSense and what's happening with ourselves here on Dark City Radio. So yeah, that's where we're at with all that technical babble. Technical babble, is it? Technibobble? Whatever it's called, that technical stuff. That's where we're at with it. The other bit is the server. We're going to start building the second server pretty soon. That needs money to do it. It costs about 150 quid. They're not 150 quid. These machines will cost you like 350 quid. And the reason why this is cheap is because we build them. We source the material, we source the parts, we put them together and we build them. They are not very fast Windows machines, but they're fast enough to do what we are asking them to do on Windows. And also, they'll be quite fast on Linux. But like I say, they're not super machines, far from it. But they're dedicated. That's what makes them work. They're not doing a great deal of thing. You know, they haven't got loads to do. They don't go and log on the internet. They're not going to YouTube. And as the jingle points out, don't really get out much, neither. So, yeah, good jingle, that. It's kind of... does describe the server quite well. And that's that kind of news. Like I say, we've got loads of new shows. Vosto shows come on. The Bass Room with DJ Molotov Mick. Brilliant. He's put loads of time into getting that bloody stream to work. It looks like it's dropping out because of a wireless connection. But don't give up. Don't give up, lad. Even if you have, let our strengths, you know, bridge your weaknesses. And then you can recognise your weakness to be your greatest triumph. Now let's work along them lines, so don't give up. So, although we're having difficulty with Mick's live stream, we have got mixes from Mick. Well, I've got one anyway, and I think the other one's trying to download, or at least it was. And it's good stuff. It really was good stuff. But we'll get there. That's what it's about. We're getting there slowly but surely. And I think
exciting new shows, and you didn't say Zach and What's Army.
I did.
And Count Vosto, did you?
He said Vosto.
Ah ha ha.
And Mick Molotov. And he's already mentioned Zach.
Right, okay.
Zach did his first show, didn't he, last night?
It was fabulous. I listened to 2 o'clock in the morning. It was a little bit toilet humour, but but Zach said, and he's actually set up an event on Facebook and said, if you want to put in some questions for the show, he'll answer questions on just about anything at all. And he'd like to have a lot of questions that aren't all about sex, but he welcomes those too.
Yeah. There's a lot more. There's a lot more to that. Comedy side of it, the humour side of it. They do a lot of stand-up stuff as well. So he's going to try and run that in. Quite a nice chat with Zach today. So yeah, he's going to try and run his comedy stuff into it. And that's the reason he's picked that timing. I hope we've got that timing like right. I've been a bit pooped today and trying to get work out and times. And is that 10 o'clock? That 9 o'clock? Isn't that 7 o'clock? That 4 a.m.? And, oh, God. So I hope we've got that right. But it should be about right anyway. He was an hour early, you see, on Friday for after Divergent Thinking. Excuse me, Divergent History with Miles Crisp. So yeah, I think we think we've got that right this time. But anyway, yeah, cracking show, man. It doesn't do any harm to mention it again, does it? It really doesn't. Nerisse, brilliant as well. Perseverance that girl's got with that, keeping that through, and she did a cracking job again on that show yesterday. They're all good. Pax Mondays, that got starting to pick up. Vin James, we're not quite sure what's happening with Vin at the moment. I think we're simulcasting him now. He still wants to do his... Anyway, we'll work it out, whatever he wants. We'll sort that out for him. But we're not too sure there. What's happening with Vin? He wanted to broadcast his own show, you see, and pick up the stream, but he was unable to do that. So I think he's gone to wherever he was last time, and he's going to stream directly from there now. And we'll pick it up and simulcast it. But we're not going to be doing the Mark Stevenson's podcast. There's no point us doing that because that'll be on the other station, and there's no point it being recorded and played back through several live, yes. But podcasts, there's no point doing that. That's what it's about. Right, so go on, you lot. Any news? I've waffled for half an hour and given all mine out. And you can't talk about the schedule.
All is said.
Go on, mate.
I just wanted, you just mentioned, you were talking about all the shows that we've got on right now. And I am loving Nyrisa's show on permaculture. And it is such an important subject as well. And the way it's delivered, the way that she's actually doing the show, she's getting people on there, out there actually doing the permaculture and know what they're talking about. They're not speaking from textbooks. And they're just explaining things in ordinary down-to-earth terms, no pun intended. And yeah, I'm really, really enjoying that, getting loads out of it. And she is. She's working so hard. She keeps losing her connection, doesn't she? Poor Nerys.
But she coped really well. And she had a great guest on yesterday who just picked up in all the gaps. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was last minute as well because her original guest had either taken sick or got computer problems or something. So yeah, she called a friend and he came on and he was brilliant.
Twice it's happened this week, that, isn't it? Happened with Dom, didn't it, earlier on the week? His guest got ill, he was illness, wasn't it? He did ring him and let him know he was ill. And Nerisse's with her friend was computer problems. And Dom's show and Nerisse's show turned out to be absolute stunners, didn't they? They really did.
Yeah.
I put Dom's last show to probably be the best show he's done, in my opinion. You know, it had news, it was topical. Okay, I'm biased. It had my hero Danny Shine on it. You know, one of the old... Yeah. No, he's not that old, Danny, but he's an older... One of my older heroes. And Zach, you know, somebody who really has lifted my spirits on more than one occasion just through viewing him on YouTube, you know. So, it's good stuff.
I got to share some of Zach's YouTubes with my nieces who... emigrated to Australia 3.5 years ago. And it's really hard, you know, to connect with them sometimes the way that I used to. But finding something like a magical turtle to send to them, you know, yeah, that was really nice. So lifted my spirits as well and lifted Alicia's spirits, my niece's spirits too, which was just what she needed, just when she needed it.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? That's what it's a lot about a lot of time. It isn't easy. You know, life's hard. As my brother Vosto has said, you know, life is a bitch. Life's hard. And it is. It's a tough thing to do. Living is a job. Living is a job. And some people breeze through that, and some of us kind of don't breeze through it. You know, that's how it is. So if you have a look around the website, you might actually find that it's actually, in certain areas, it's begin to rain magical turtles. You see, I'll tell you what the magical turtle is for me. It's the child that lives with it. That's what it is. Brutalized, you know, pushed out, pushed, you know. Yeah, not nice. When you grow up, when you grow up as a kid, you know, it can be a bit difficult. Even if you have brilliant parents and a brilliant family and you've got the best things when you can buy, it's a bit tricky growing up as a kid. And
one of the things about, you know, these childhood traumas that actually I think every single child suffers to some extent or another, just the growing up part of it is fucking traumatic. And then when you add external traumas onto that as well. Well, what seems to happen is the child gets locked in fear and rules and regulations and restrictions and is prevented from actually living the childhood. And so when we come to a certain point in our adulthood, and it's part of the healing process, big part of the healing process is letting yourself play and be a child, and that's exactly what you just described in the turtle, Paul, I reckon. The magical turtle, the inner child.
Yeah, that's what it is for me. Yeah, definitely. Definitely is, Callie. It's, and I think that's coming out in a lot of us. I mean, it's nonsense. And I do get the play on this that we've got a lot of people saying at the moment, there is no sense. You with me? What we've actually had is nonsense. You know, the way the government runs, nonsense. The way religion is nonsense. Politics, but local councils, it's nonsense. There is no sense in it. So I think now to flick that round the other way. I mean, I don't need. And there's one of them there where the guy's walking up and down in front of riot police. he's doing the John Cleese Ministry of Silly Walks. And it's not a new thing. But where it's being done is completely original. They're all very, very serious with the riot bans, and then you've got this guy doing this nonsense walk. And it is nonsense, you know. It don't take it too seriously. You know, Life of Brian. Again, you know, laughing at the Romans. That's how they brought down the Roman Empire, by laughing at them. They laughed at them. Didn't take them seriously anymore. And I truly think that is a way to do it. You know, like I say, again, Danny was saying, keep yourself calm. Come from that humorous or grounded perspective. It's not as easy to do, I know, as it is to say. But we had one of the crew the other day who'd gone out and he got a bit frustrated with himself. And he'd stopped on a few occasions and he took a few deep breaths and tried to keep himself calm. And he said it didn't bloody work. He ended up having a bit of an accident on his vehicle. And nothing serious, just a little. And he said to me, I think I manifested it through my anger. No, you didn't, mate. You save your life through breathing. Because that's the truth of it. You never hear about that side. You never hear it. The number of times that these simple things save your beans, you know, they save your life. They really do. Because you don't get as angry as you would have done. You did take them few breaths. You did calm yourself. You never credit yourself. None of us do. Never makes the newspaper, never gets on the television, or hopefully gets on the radio, because that's what I want to hear about, you know? That's what I want to hear about, me. I know there's a lot of atrocities going on in the world, but if it was down to me, it's about solutions, it's about embracing the change we are. It's about being different, it's not about doing it the same way as it's been done before. So yeah, on that note, I'm going to purchase another stream for the radio. I'm just going to buy that because it does need to be done. Because I personally don't want adverts there. That's it, really. I don't want them adverts there. Now I know other people might be quite happy with it, but I'm not. And it's our radio, and I don't like it. So I'm going to do something about it if everybody's okay with that, because that's how I work. That's how I work, as long as it's not going to upset anybody else by removing them adverts. Let's get rid of them. They're a pain in the pain. They're a sore. You know? They're a sore. Torrenting as well. That's pretty new. We've got torrents. Oh, go on. Did somebody want to jump in there?
Yeah, we were just muted up, sorry, but yeah. What you're saying about buying a new server and getting the adverts in, that's brilliant.
Oh, I can't afford the server. I'm not buying the
fact
server.
Fact is, no, listen, not the server, the stream, sorry,
yeah.
And getting rid of the ads. But the fact is, what you're saying is it's our radio station. It belongs to everyone that's tuning into it, everyone that's coming on to say anything. And I know... I've only known you a short time, but I know that you don't like to take donations or anything from anyone. But I think you should actually allow us to contribute to our radio
station.
I've never
stopped you. You've never been stopped.
Alright.
Yeah. I have been offered a little bit of money off a couple of people, and you're right. I can't deny it. I've turned them down, and I apologise for slapping you. I didn't mean to do it. I know it means a lot, you know, and it's like that Jesus thing, isn't it? You know, when the poor woman gives him a few pennies, it's worth more to them. That's it is. I get that. But what cuts into me is people who are in debt who are giving it us. You know, sort themselves out. That's all I say. Sort themselves out. And I've got an issue with that. It's not up to me, I know, Callie. You're quite right. I'm quite wrong. You don't get me up.
One more thing on the subject of debt, and I see exactly what you're saying, Paul, I really do.
Yeah.
But on the subject of debt, the debt is fictional, it isn't real.
It still cuts into you every day. It's at the back of your mind, it wears you down, it pulls you down, your energy, it depresses you slowly but surely. And eventually, it's a background energy, you don't even know it's there, you forget about it, you get on it. Next minute, you're arguing with your loved ones, you know, you're fighting with your kids, you forget your magical, beautiful magical circles. We do. We forget about the child within. And that's what happens. So, you know, I mean, if they want to, they can. I've not stopped them. There is a donate button. I'm not going to tell anybody where it is. Because you can find the fucking magical circles bouncing, raining down on the website. You know, I'm sure you can find the button. So, yeah, the stream side of it. Well, it is yours because I'm going to buy it and give it you.
I knew you'd say that.
Yeah. I had a joke with Stevie, a mate of mine. He said to him, like, yeah, I said, I'll tell you what we'll do, Steve. We'll wait, right, until enough people have donated enough money for us to do it. And we both laughed and went, forget that. Do you know? Because, you know, we move as fast as the slowest. And you know, if we sit around and waited for the slowest all along, we'd never get anywhere, would we? We'd never get. We've got to keep moving slowly but surely. As it's required, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's annoyed me. It's nangled me. There's not a lot in life that gets to me in them adverts. All that time and effort Jim's put in stopping them. I'm a robot. And they pop back up again and the caster breaks. And I'm like, oh, I can't get it. I can't get the caster. I can't get it. It won't log on. Yeah. Remove your ad blockers.
Yeah.
Remove your ad blockers and it'll appear. You see? We're already being restricted. You know, have the advertisement so you can't watch it. It depends on your service provider and the way your operating system. Some of the lads don't get any of the adverts because they've got them all blocked. Look, you block the wrong port, they lose the server, they change it, and you can't get the radio. So, yeah, forget it. In my mind, that's censoring us.
Get Linux. Linux doesn't show me any of the adverts on Castor.
Oh, is that why we don't see
that? We don't see that.
It does on the caster on Linux. It's just the way you've got yours set, I think, mate. It does do it. Anyway, not every... you know, it's in a case it was saying, right, well, if you want free radio, you've got to have Linux. It's not really giving people a choice, is it, Prisoner? If they want to use Windows and Kinect, that's their issue, isn't it? Not ours. Like I say, to me, if somebody knows a better way, let me know by the end of this week or next week, right, by the end of the month. Okay, let me know. If they could know another way. But if not, I'm just going to get this. I can't remember. Robo Whippy knows how much it were. I think it's about $50 a month or something, $40 a month. Give us $1,000 that. 1,000 people. So that will be easy cover. It's more than what we need at the moment. More than what we need. Hey, can you hear it? We've done it. We had a nice pause, didn't we? Did you hear that?
Yeah, lovely.
This is what we do, you know, after the show when it's just the crew kind of sit around and we keep the Skype call open and we're just sort of sharing space with each other in a funny sort of way. And there's all these lovely little lulls in the conversation where we just, you know, reflect and go off and make a cup of tea and come back and have another little chat. And it gets really deep and wonderful and amazing sometimes as well. Yeah.
Well, that's what spiked me with the Linux server that day when we actually had it up and testing and we had the music in the background. We just sat around and stopped. The music came back up, drifted away again. The chat came back in. Yeah. That's how we should be doing it, innit? You know? I saw it. I know it's a lot of work, but I saw it. It was smooth. People could relax. You know, we're not all trying to jump in. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
Frey Bentos in the chat says, is this being broadcast from London? I said, Manchester and other places. Because really, we're broadcasting from wherever we're Skyping in from, really.
Yeah, we're all over the country, all over the world.
Unless it was just asking, so we knew where to bomb.
That's right.
International, Dawn, yeah, that's quite right. It is, really. That's what I want to look at. That's what excited me when Miles came. Because, you know, he's our first American host. And Vostok coming at the same time, you see, European host. At the moment, yeah, there's a lot of English hosts. Well, excuse me, dog, Scottish as well.
Hey.
Yeah, let's get it in there. But he was made predominantly at this little island, and you know, this is an international station, that's what we are. We're not. But the lad's right, we are actually, the server is streamed from Manchester at the moment. That's where it is at the moment. Going on to the Castor network. Let's say we don't know which one we're going to get. I think Robo knows. He's already done quite a lot of research into which one we could get. But that's where we're going to go. We'll probably keep the Castor one as well. You might have another button on the page where you click and it says players. And we'll stay on the Castor. And hopefully we'll have the second one running at the same time. Now, we're going to have to get the Linux server to do that, you see. And the Windows ones, they do one at once. They won't do both at once. So if we set them up, the two machines, to stream both up onto the internet, we'd then lose the backup. And a few of you have recognised how handy that backup is, especially when you're learning to do this and you break things. that's how it picks it all up. And it keeps going. So, yeah, it's a bit technical and all that. But, the top and bottom of it is free radio does not exist, as in free. And we are not free from advertisement. So that's one of the big frees, isn't it? Let's be free of the advertiser. Let's not have anybody telling us where and what we should do. I feel. I'm just going to see if I can... grab somebody in here. I've just put somebody come online. Don't mention his name just in case he can. It's a guy I really appreciate. I really appreciate this lot. So I don't know if he's going to be able to answer or not. So that's where we're at with about 10, 13 minutes to go towards the end of the show. I've got no more news for you. I'm quite excited about the other people who are coming on. Like I said, opening up to that more international market, Miles and Zach, bringing in our American brothers and sisters. And if you're in a country that we haven't mentioned, Scotland, you're up in Transylvania, and come in. We want to know. Hey, look, you don't have to come and do a show again. You know, do us Welcome to Dark City in your language. You know, or you can even do a funny one if you want. You can do a funny one. It's up to you. Anybody else?
I have to say, Vosto's show last night was just superb. I loved it. Computorium.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Commonly known as Dom, right? And Vosto, right, on the American military channel on Blog Talk Radio. And yes, my computorium will be used to hack in through the Anon network and we will take down the corrupt, robbing, murdering bastards. It's just going to be a clash, isn't it? Isn't it going to be a clash? I can see that. Conflict of interest, do you know? Yes, most definitely. Max.
And you know the way all the anonymous stuff, you know, all comes through a voice synthesizer kind of thing. And Vosto, when he's going through all of this hacking news and everything, is just so, it couldn't be more Anon, really, except it's Count Vosto.
Yeah. Just a little bit of Amphet Anon. Anon's not really a group of people for those people listening. They're individuals. They are individuals. And most of them don't hack. You don't hack. They're just anon. I've met a couple of they help out homeless people. They get people into employment. You know, they're just generally caring, considerate people with a hell of a lot of computer knowledge. So, yeah, it's not that they can't. You know, they can't. They haven't got them skills. Well, them are the guys I've met. You know, and you can do a hell of a lot to bring forth change in your life. You really can. I must admit, though, if you haven't seen the if you haven't seen Vosto's video of the giant fiery penis, go and have a look at it. It's on Zach's. Have a look at it. It's really funny. It is really funny. They've put their own skins onto a computer game, an online game.
It's called How to Troll, or The Art of Trolling or something, isn't it, that one? With Vosto and the giant penis.
Yes. And he's got a duck as well. He rides around on this like giant inflatable duck with lights on it. It's just funny. I mean, I know it's ludicrous. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. And people say, oh, it's terrible. That's terrible. You're spoiling people's fun. Come on. You're sat at home pretending to live in a virtual world where you're playing a computer game and you're going virtually shopping. Come on. Get a break. It's ridiculous.
I'm not sure why we haven't got Vosto in this call, really, because he's just typing in chat saying, I has computorium knowledge. I can shut down your internets if me want. And stuffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a real funny guy, isn't he? A real funny guy. I like him. I like all of you. You're all great. Like a big family. And yeah. Max. I know I've put him in here. I just don't know where he's gone. Oh, that's really annoying. I've lost something again on the server, but it's not the first time. I'm a bit skew with today.
I was just sitting there. We were muted up, and I'm going, who's Max? Have we lost Max?
He's having difficulty. He's having difficulty connecting, but somewhere. I just don't know where he's gone. I have a jingle from Max, and I just can't. I can't find it. We'll play it at the end of the show.
A lot of the crew's been very, very quiet tonight, aren't they?
Aren't they? Aren't they just?
Something in the air.
It's a nice, relaxed show, isn't it? For a Saturday evening, we're not pumping anything out. We're not in any rush to do, aren't we? It's like I say, nice, chilled out.
Sharing show.
Saves us ranting at people, doesn't it? We'll give him a night off from the rant, unless anybody has got a rant.
Hello, can I date the server?
You certainly can, sir. It's £25.
Ooh. And what do I get for the £25?
The server goes all the way.
Oh. £25 will be in the post, sir.
You only get a server for one night, of course. She's not that kind of girl.
Is that all night?
It's just one night.
Yeah, but is it all night? As long as it's all night, it'll be okay.
Well, until you're satisfied.
Oh, no, no.
So you're saying one day? It's got to be longer than that.
Until you're satisfied, yeah. The server really does serve well.
Okay. So if I'm never satisfied...
Say again?
If I'm never satisfied, do I get to keep the server for longer?
No, you get your £25 back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a sale or return basis. But we don't sell you anything, but we are prepared to return it to you. I'm still looking through these things here. I know this is here because I've already played it. I just don't know where it's gone. Oh, yes, I do now. Oh, I've found it now. I've found it. So, right at the end of the show, I'm going to leave you out with a little bit of a clip from Max Radico. I know a lot of people over here have followed Max. And he has had it a little bit easier at the time. He is alright. I spoke to him a while ago, and I've just seen him now. Unless you've got something to say, we can all run over there if anybody else is just want to throw something in. We are coming towards the end of it. Have I missed something there?
Tuesday night this week instead of Sunday night for Dawn's Diorama. Guest, as has already been mentioned, is going to be in for Words Dan Bedondi, 9 PM to 10. Well, 9 PM GMT. We'll see the now. Play it by ear for when it finishes. That's all.
Oh yeah. That, just so you all know that it's not cancelled. The slot for Dawn's Diorama's opening. We're opening to get Prizer and Callie on. With a bit of a surprised English guest, but we're not sure, we haven't got that confirmed, but going to kind of throw Prasen and Callie out there, really, for the year.
Yes, I really should have clarified that. I will be back on my Sunday slot the following week, on the 31st, with Alexander Penley, who's going to come on and talk about his illegal arrest.
And meanwhile, we get to keep Dawn's seat warm. That's got to be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will be a rather interesting experiment.
Yeah. Apparently, Paul says, I have to be in charge, and Prasner asks to produce for me and be my anchor and keep me grounded in case I go floating off somewhere, which is always likely.
Well, we can do it the other way if you like, Kelly. I mean, I've already seen producing skills and I know they're quite good. So yeah, you can produce if you want, and then
I've been watching Prasner practicing, and I'm asking questions about how it all works. So we'll come to that eventually.
I think it's going to be a real workable format. I really do. So look out for that. That'll be in Dawn's normal slot on a Sunday before the Dark City show. Kind of extended Dark City, really. But we're gonna roll Prasner. We're gonna roll Prasner and Galley out. Sounds like a new car coming out of Ford. Prasner and Galley out. Anyway, gonna end up the show. Oh, go on.
John Yoko thing, babe.
we'll have to do the John and Yoko thing.
We'll do it. Caravan until there's world peace.
We'll do the show in the caravan in bed, I think would be ideal. Yeah.
You mean in bed as opposed to on bed where we usually are?
Yeah. Guess so.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Right, best of luck to Max out there, Max Radical, man. I know it's been a bit hard for you. I know you're on the good side of it now, mate. I'm going to play you a little jingle. I have managed to find it now. If you are listening, Max, and if you're not, this is a little bit of a message from Max Radico. Dark City Show, remember, this is your radio. It's not our radio, it's your radio. Tell us what you want. Ask us what you don't know. Tell us what you do know. I used to use that one a long time ago on Hydroponics for Life. So, yeah, I'll use it again. Ask us what you don't know. Tell us what you do know. Dark City Radio, your radio. good evening, good night, good morning, and good afternoon.
Okay, my brothers. I'm just putting a shout out there for grasshoppermedia.ca. I didn't create this many, many years ago now. I met a man who was going to be a Catholic priest, and he decided to not be that the day that he was going to be inaugurated into the clergy. Instead, he decided to just go into a tiny little community called Alexandria here in Canada, and he just helped people. He's helping people, and he loves people. And he told me one day, he said, "You're a jester. You're like a joker, and that's not an insult. You're the only one in the king's court that can tell the truth. So I want you to go ahead and do that. And I want you to be like Grasshopper from Aesop's Fable. And I want you to sing and dance and not worry about the winter that's coming. Because all those ants, they're just working for the queen. And that queen, she's got nothing on happiness and freedom and unconditional love. And that's what we have in between each other. And everyone listening to the sound of my voice is invited to join Grasshopper Media. Use the logo, use the blog, use anything you can, or create your own stuff, whatever you want. Do whatever you can. Just do whatever you can to show unconditional love and try not to get yourself arrested. Try not to get yourself put in a mental ward. But at the same time, you might have to go there. You might have to learn something. There may be people in there who need you. But right now, in the airwaves, with the internet and all the ability for us, don't be afraid. There is nothing to be afraid of, because we have love on our side. We got God on our side, if that's what you want to call it. All I know is that I've been reading the King James Version, and I got a feeling there's some serious frequency in that book. And that book has been helping me. And I got in there, and the first thing in the mental ward, when I got into the mental ward, I asked, "Can I have a Bible, please?" And they said, "No." And then I found out that almost everyone in that entire place has one in their back pocket. It's weird. Coincidences are happening faster than ever. And all I want you to do is do what you do. Do what you do best. You know, you get paid thousands of dollars a day, every day, to do what you love doing, as long as you do what you love instead of trying to hurt other people. And those dollars, they're counted up as minutes while you sleep at night, because you can actually sleep at night because you're not out there trying to make money. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Dark City Radio Live. Tune in at www.darkcityradio.com. You can find us by searching Dark City Radio on Facebook or Twitter.